Dr. Duthoit's Vision by Arthur Machen. I knew a fine specimen of an English abbé when I was at school at Hereford. This was Dr. Duthoit, prebendary of Consumpta per Sabulum in Hereford Cathedral, rector of St. Owen's, bookworm and, chiefly, rose grower. He was a middle-aged man when I was a little boy, but he suffered me to walk with him in his garden, sloping down to the Wye, near a pleasance of the vicar's choral, reciting sometimes the poems of Traherne, which he had in manuscript, but, for the most part, demonstrating his progress in the art of growing a coal-black rose. This was the true work of his life. And nearly 40 years ago he could show blooms whose copper and crimson tints were very near to utter darkness. I believe that his ideal was never attained in absolute perfection, and perhaps the perfect end and attainment of desire do not prove happiness down here below. After 1880, Prebendary Duthoit and I rarely saw each other and rarely wrote. He was at rest among his roses by the quiet Wye, and I dashed to and fro in wilder waters, but each contrived to let the other know that he was still alive, and so I was